Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1449, air date May 29th, 2024.
The U.S. election of 2024, and it's not often that we have a presidential candidate on our show. Rather, this is the first. We've got Shiva Iyadurai, who's an MIT PhD, inventor of the concept of email, scientist, inventor, entrepreneur, Fulbright scholar, has got 4 degrees from MIT and a PhD in biological engineering. He started 7 successful high-tech companies, providing thousands of jobs in Massachusetts. His life's been about solving very tough problems, and no problem is perhaps tougher than winning the presidency. Welcome to the show, Dr. Iyadurai.
Great to be here. How are you, pal?
I'm fine, thank you. Yeah. So you're running on an independent ticket. What are you doing on a day-to-day basis? Because obviously it's an uphill struggle, to put it mildly. What does the day in the life of a presidential candidate look like?
Well, I'm not sure about the other presidential candidates who all are part of the Zionist infrastructure, but my campaign, I actually run a campaign. You have to understand, none of these guys ever have to work for a living. They all come from the establishment. They don't really run any campaigns. They have other people who run it. They take donors' monies, and they're actually not running a campaign. So the day in the life of me, you know, running for office is probably vastly different than what they do, probably in their lives. All of these people have been spoon-fed. So let me tell you what my day is. I typically get up at 4 or 5 in the morning. So it's, you know, 12 almost here in Boston. I probably had around 15 meetings already. And we are actually building a global movement as part of a movement for truth, freedom, health. In the United States, that movement articulates itself with my run for president, as president of the United States. Now, our movement has people from all walks of life. We're coming bottoms up. No one in our movement is paid. It's all volunteers. That's the one important distinction. The people who come to our campaign are actually interested in fundamentally changing the world. Number two. Number three. These people are all working people. They're not people who banged people all over Silicon Valley, right? They're not people who are part of the elite. And I know all of these worlds because I've been given many, many opportunities to be co-opted by them. The people who come to us are plumbers, electricians, mothers, nurses, you know, IT workers, everyday people. And while they work a full-time job, they're also working, and many of them full-time, for our campaign. And so we're actually mobilizing a bottoms-up organization. So, for example, this morning, I spent team with our leaders in Pennsylvania and our leaders in Florida, independent meetings. And the leadership efforts are to train these people, many of them who've never led anything, but they have a lot of passion. So teaching them how to run a meeting, teaching them how to project plan, teaching them how to motivate others to go collect signatures. You see, we have to collect signatures to get on the ballot in every state. You may know this process in the United States, that in order to be a bona fide candidate, you have to get signatures to get on the ballot. Now, here's what's interesting. Donald Trump, Biden, Booby, effing Kennedy don't even collect signatures. They hire people. That's what's fascinating. It should be illegal. We actually have people on the ground who go out in the cold, the rain, and actually collect signatures. They're actually hiring people, and they pay people $10 to collect a signature. So they have to collect 1.5 million signatures. These people have no interest in their campaign. They're just paid shills. Mm-hmm. So my day is actually organizing people, actually motivating people, actually building leadership skills. It's a lot of effort. So that occurs in the morning. And then, you know, during the, you know, sort of mid-afternoon and up to the afternoon, I do interviews with, you know, wonderful guys like yourself, explaining to them what you're doing. I participate hands-on, actually going out and actually collecting signatures. So I'm very hands-on. You can see videos of me in Utah and Idaho, where we got on the ballot long before Booby Kennedy. He had to go do backroom deals with the Secretary of State, you say, to give him more time. He couldn't even collect 1,000 signatures in Idaho, for example. So we're actually running a real campaign. And well, myself, if you know, you know, I'm very hands-on. Sorry. You know, I'm an entrepreneur and engineer. And so I get into doing a lot of this myself.
What, in terms of policy, I mean, unfortunately, we have to go through this. What can you offer that the mainstream candidates can't? I mean, I guess you're an entrepreneur. And that's a matter of seeing niches that are not filled by the big guys. And I guess there are many niches you could fill. We've got 3 minutes left. Could you give us some of a hint of your policies?
Yes. So all of my policies are driven by something quite, core, which is we educate people broadly, young people, old people, et cetera, to understand how systems work, how the systems of governance and power work, because ultimately real change is going to come bottoms up. So the policies that have been part of, everyone knows that it was in 2020, using that systems approach, I educated about 500 million people throughout the world and pretty much everyone in the United States on the immune system. That it's not about pro or anti-vaccine, it's about boosting the immune system. And then I gave protocols, vitamin D3, quercetin, zinc, and we saved hundreds of millions of people's lives. Everyone knows this. We didn't charge a penny for this. So the policies that I'm about are educating people that systems at the macro level all the way down to the micro level affect people's lives. So one of the important things is when you look at health, everyone cares about their health. Over the last 70 years, the policies of the elites, left and right, Democrat and Republican, and the not so obvious establishment like Trump, Bobby Kennedy, Bernie Sanders, and the obvious establishment have destroyed people's health. If you have a child today in the United States, everyone should listen very carefully. Your son or daughter is going to have a shorter lifespan than you. And it's not because of the COVID vaccine. This is about an aggregate of policies, income inequality, right? Toxins in the air. We just found out that microplastics are nearly 100% of men's testicles. Okay. So you're having toxins in the environment that are, it's not just something that's just out there, but it's affecting people. You have the massive effort that's been taken to destroy people's lifestyles. The average American only has about $1,000 in their bank account on a rainy day. Meanwhile, during COVID, 600 billionaires, including Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, increased their wealth by close to $2.3 trillion. The only way out of this is a bottoms-up movement. Citizens getting involved and recognizing the election systems are fraudulent, elections are selections, and I'm the only candidate who comes bottoms-up. Bottoms-up. You know, I invented emails as a 14-year-old kid. So anyway, you know, I know how to build things and solve problems, and that's what people need. They need one of us, not one of them.
That 500 million figure you refer to, is that you've got a YouTube channel or something and 500 million people?
I'm talking about all of the views that we've got. Right. I mean, there was a video I did on vitamin D3 that got close to 150 million views.
Okay, so social media and other places. Okay. So you'll be a well-known figure in this scandal that's so affected so many millions of people.
Right.
Okay, well, I wish you the best of luck. It's something that I could go behind. I mean, it sounds incredible. You're the too good to be true candidate. We're so fed up with all these people promising things and not delivering. We can find you on Shiva Ayyadurai. Just Google that.
Well, let me give you the thing. Hey, Trey, by the way, Stan, I'm going to jump into screen mirror soon. But so ShivaForPresident.com.
ShivaForPresident.com.
Numeral 4. And TruthFreedomHealth.com.
TruthFreedomHealth.com. Well, if you're as inspired as I was after this interview, brief though it was, do check out those websites and you'll get more interesting stuff. We certainly want choice in our presidential candidates, all of whom are flawed in some way or another. Thank you very much, Professor.
Thank you. Be well.
Ross Taylor Show. Yep. Good luck with your campaign.
Great, I'm coming on StreamYard.
To hear a replay of this hour, go to episodes at tntradio.live. Now,
good work, Anna.
TNT
Bye.
Radio News.
For TNT, this is James O'Neill. The House Armed Service
Hi, Pella.
Advanced an $883.7 billion proposal.
Interview that I just did, you can go off that, Trey. Hi, everyone. That's an interview. Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Ayyadurai. That's an interview I just did with TNT Radio. It was short, but I think the guy got it. The bottom line is this. One of the key things that distinguishes me in this run for president, in addition to what I just shared with him, is that I understand what is innovation. Innovation is fundamentally what fuels economies, what fuels societies, governments, et cetera, to prosper. The establishment, the swarm, at this point, has no ability to innovate anything. That's the reality, because their innovation comes from essentially enforcing the maximization of power, profit, control. And so that's where their innovation is driven from. But I understand what is real innovation. real innovation comes bottoms up. Bottoms up innovation are things that are created that enable people to solve problems by themselves. You see, that's what real innovation is. And great innovation does not come from the center of a few set of people. Great innovation actually comes from below and from the fringes. And that is why we entitled this, you know, as a part of this interview, What is Innovation? Innovation fundamentally is something that is in everyone's DNA. Everyone. You don't need to go to MIT. You don't need to go to Stanford. You don't need to be in Silicon Valley to invent. Innovation comes from below and from the edges. Now, I know this as a guy who invented email. Many of you know I hold the first copyright, the only copyright to the invention of email. This was at a time when copyright was the only way to get software invention. So I got that when I was in my as a teenager, starting when I was 14 years old, when I created this tool that everyone pretty much in the world uses called email. But what is email? And where did it come from? Email was a solution that I created to solve a office problem. You see, in the offices of, you know, three to four decades ago, the offices at that time had a communication system, which was all based on paper, a paper-based mail system. And that paper-based mail system was the mainstay of how people communicated within inter-offices and within across offices in, you know, homes, that was called the postal mail system. But inside organizations, there was something called the inter-office mail system. And that consisted of paper and the proverbial memo, the memorandum. And the memo had a very particular structure, and it was put together by women called secretaries. And these secretaries were essentially chained to their desks, and they had to create a document called a memo for their boss. And they would transmit these documents through this paper-based system to other offices. Now, this was a system. I've used the word systems like 10 times. It wasn't just simply exchanging text messages from point A to point B, like Morse code. This system involved many parts. On the secretary's desktop, one of the parts was an inbox. Another part was another folder called a draft folder. Another box was something called the outbox. She had file folders behind her, metal steel case file folders. That was another part of the system. She had a typewriter, another part of the system. She had paper. She had carbon copies. She had paper clips. These are all individual parts. There were people. There was an address book. There was a trash can. People would come and pick up stuff out of the outbox and put it in pneumatic tubes and take it to someone else's inbox. You see, this is a very complex system. I was asked to convert all those parts of the system into the electronic version. That's what I did as a 14-year-old kid working in Newark, New Jersey, in primarily African-American neighborhood, you know, with in a small medical college, long before I came to MIT. And I created that system, had all those features, all those parts of that system working, and I named that system email, E-M-A-I-L, a term never used before in the English language. And after that, I got the first U.S. copyright, recognizing me as the inventor of email by the U.S. government. There's a government seal. So there's no controversy in where email came from. And the reality is this innovation came from a triangle of not the military-industrial academic complex, but the triangle of a loving family, a mentor who took me into that medical college and gave me the opportunity, and these incredible and some infrastructure, and the infrastructure included computers, but all these people, these secretaries who allowed me to pick their brain, work with them, and I had great respect for them. You see, in 1977, the military people thought this was impossible. Because they didn't think you could create a complex system to integrate people who had very little computer experience, like secretaries who were on typewriters. They thought this was an impossible problem. But as a 14-year-old kid, I didn't. You see, everyday people like us, we respect other everyday people. The elites don't respect everyday people. What they are doing, most of their quote-unquote innovation, is about maximizing power, profit, control. That wasn't my motivation when I invented email. My motivation was to help these incredible women who were really the workhorses in these offices
writing these memos, organizing information, transmitting communication, to move them from the typewriter to the keyboard. And that's what I did as a 14-year-old kid. So innovation comes, first of all, it's in everyone's DNA. It does not come from the center of power, profit, control. It comes from the fringes, the edges. By the way, a 14-year-old boy invented TV in Franklin, Idaho. You can look it up. And his invention was stolen. And 60 years later, he got credit. He didn't have to deal. I have to deal with two things. He did it outside of the military industrial complex. I did it outside, but I also have to deal with the race issue, the color. And no one can deny that color does not matter. But the reality is that the invention of email, like many great innovations, takes place out of the existing establishment. Real great innovations, the innovations that they create are typically for further enslaving us, controlling us, maximizing profit out of us. So you have to really wonder what kind of innovation that is. But real innovation comes bottoms up from the outskirts. So that's what I wanted to really share. So my running for president is itself quite innovative, because our entire campaign is actually bottoms up. We're not taking money from big money donors. We're not paying people to collect signatures. We're actually training people. We're training everyday people how to be leaders. We're training people how to organize meetings, how to inspire others. They're not doing that. They just raise other people's money and then send it to their friends who do all the work for them. None of these people work for a living. They don't innovate anything. So if you want to get involved in something quite powerful, get involved in shivaforpresident.com. And one of the innovative things you can do is go get one of these bumper stickers and place it on the back rear windshield of your car. Why is this innovative? Because you use your own car and you put this on the back windshield, 100,000 people will see it per day. You do it for 100 days, you're getting close to 10 million views. You can't do that on social media, on their innovation platforms, but you can do that with your car and getting the simple $5 bumper sticker. So go to shivaforpresident.com and get one of those bumper stickers. So we as working people are under much more constraints. We always have to be resourceful. We always have to do things bottoms up. We don't have piles of cash. They do. So it's us versus them. Us is our people power, our labor versus their power, which is money. So I encourage all of you guys to get involved, get involved, get involved. Go to Shiva for President. Help us get on the ballot. And remember that the whole goal here is to enable you to be free, to have more truth, to have health, truth, freedom, health. And that can only come when you also become innovative and you understand the dynamics of innovation, the dynamics of how you get off their plantation. So I want to play you this quick video, which will inspire you why not only should you support our campaign, but you should get involved in the movement for truth, freedom, health, because that's the ultimate way. So become a warrior scholar and become a true innovator. So let me play you this video. I'll come right back.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to. And we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not-so-obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not-so-obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you, on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms-up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote-unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum. People can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhealth.com.
Everyone, I hope this is valuable. Very quick interview, but understand that innovation comes from the edges. It does not come from the center. In fact, any innovation that comes from the center is to control the people at the edges. So get involved, get involved, get involved, get involved in our campaign and become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar so you really understand the capabilities that exist for you. And I want to finish up with this video, which will really show you what are those capabilities that we've built for our Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholars.
Hello, this is Dr. Shiva Iyadure. Welcome to VA Shiva, the platform of education, technology, and activism so you may raise your consciousness to win the truth, freedom, and health you need to create the future you deserve. The VA Shiva platform provides this Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholars the following three capabilities. Number one, an ultimate education that is based on the science of systems. Number two, technologies to empower you to take charge of your health, as well as social media tools, independent of big tech, so you can connect with other incredible Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior Scholars equally dedicated like you to winning truth, freedom, and health. Three, instruments for activism, so you become a beacon of light in your online and offline community to educate others, growth, and advancement. VA Shiva provides you the foundations of the science of systems, the ultimate education. The science of systems provides you the missing fundamental scientific knowledge to understand every system in and around you. The science of systems will enable you to uncover the real problem and real solution in any situation and on any issue. Concerning the educational component, first you will receive direct access access to me to learn the science of systems in my 3-hour live private online group class that I run every week. Second, you will have access to archived lectures so you can continue your education independent of me. Third, you can test your proficiency in learning the fundamental principles and get a formal certification for the foundations of systems. Independent of this classroom education, you will receive also 4 important books. The first book is the best-selling classic Systems and Revolution, from which you can learn all of these concepts and more. The second book is The Science of Everything that will educate you on how the science of systems is the foundational knowledge of every system in the universe. The third book, Your Body, Your System, focuses on how to understand the interplay of these systems within your own body. And then the fourth book, Your System, Your Life, will help you apply these principles to other aspects of your life, such as running a business, understanding relationships, and more. Beyond the curriculum and books, the second capability is the technologies that you will be afforded. One of them is a powerful Your Body, Your System software, which is an online laboratory where you can use your body as a system to further deepen your understanding of the science of systems. The tool allows you to understand what kind of system you are. Is your system on course or is it off course? And how the inputs of food, supplements, herbs, activities such as sleep, yoga, meditation, exercise can affect your body to bring it back on course. Finally, to support your education, I've also included a seminal scientific paper that I wrote, which will help you understand that the knowledge of systems, it does not only originate in the modern world starting in the 1920s and 30s, but it actually dates back 10 to 20,000 years and intersects directly with the foundations of Eastern systems of medicine. In addition to this, you will also get 2 scientific papers sharing how the science of systems can also be used to apply to understanding how food is medicine. One paper exposes turmeric from the molecular systems level and how it affects your body. The other paper explores ginger and how that affects your body. That's just the educational piece. As you raise your consciousness through this education, you will likely want to connect with other Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior scholars in an environment where you can connect and build community. To support that, I've also created 2 powerful social media tools. One of them is the VA Shiva Forum. Here you can start discussions, you can pose questions and meet others and have healthy debates. The other is VA Shiva Social, where you can create your own profile, your own presence, like other major social media tools. However, it is independent of big tech. You can use VA Shiva Social to interconnect with your fellow Truth, Freedom, Health Warrior scholars and build community. Beyond the education capability and the social media capability, the platform also enables you to take action by disseminating your knowledge on the ground and into your local online and offline communities. Powerful educational cards and research are included so you can pass these cards to your friends and neighbors that provide them summarized content, which further directs them to online research and education. In addition to this, the activism component also provides you many, many short 1-minute educational video content, memes, and text, allowing you to quickly craft messages for your Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and other pages so you can deliver content to educate others and drive them to longer educational posts on VA Shiva. VA Shiva is fundamentally an enabling platform for you to get the truth, freedom, and health you deserve through education, technology, and activism. I hope you become a Truth, Freedom, and Health Warrior scholar today. Thank you.
All right, everyone, the only way forward is for us to raise our consciousness. So we've created this entire platform, Truth, Freedom, Health. It itself is an innovation. Just as I created email, Truth, Freedom, Health itself is an innovative platform that enables you to liberate yourself. There's only so much any one quote unquote leader can do. We need you guys to get off your butts and learn what it takes to understand how these systems operate and what is the actual way out of it. So by the way, as I sign off, every Thursdays, we have one coming up tomorrow. We do a open house. So you're welcome to come to it at Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. for Truth, Freedom, Health. Go to vashiva.com/orientation. There's no cost. Everyone's allowed to come. And then at 8 p.m., also on Thursdays, we do a town hall. You can go to shivaforpresident.com/town hall. So get involved, get involved, get involved. I wish you all well. We have many, many ways for you guys to get involved and be an agent of change versus just being entertained by all these grifters and social media people. So that's really our message for all of you to get involved. Be well.
We need to build a bottoms-up movement. Go to shivaforpresident.com and volunteer.